Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Welcome, everyone, to Build Exclusively with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Glad to have each and every one of you on. I'm excited. As always, we have been shaking and moving and shaking with everything that's been going on, all things AI, learning and executing. So I know we closed out yesterday, the past maybe two weeks, how we've been struggling with who we are and how it affects our work, and how to use the spirit of excellence and AI to fix it, because our behavior at home equals our behavior at work. So we've been going through things of how to get those things, you know, lined up or aligned so that we can get the things that we deserve and the things that we want. So we talked about a lack of well-defined purpose. In life, we've got to, you know, we have to make sure that we have a well-defined purpose. We know what it is we want. We know why it is we're here, and we know what we're here to do, what we were put on this planet to do. And we came up with ways on how to improve our lack of well-defined purpose. Was, of course, ask ChatGPT, ask Carlos, take the Strengths Finders assessment. We talked about that as well. We talked about Googling top blogs or videos or an expert idea, book summaries, things like that in the field. Once we find out what field we're supposed to be in or we want to be in, you have to find that out. You know, you ask AI what kind of questions you can ask yourself. And then, you know, then that'll guide you towards your well-defined purpose. We gave prompts for that. We were talking about working through lack of ambition to aim above mediocrity. We talked about that one day last week. And Deanna told us what it looks like in business, what it looks like at a job. So in business, if the business doesn't strive to be the best in its sector, it might be stuck in its it might be, I'm sorry, it might be stuck in a loop of average performance. So we talked about that. That's the face, D. I'm about to turn it over to the one in purple this morning. The one who's been doing a wonderful job, as Antonio has been working tirelessly and diligently on Rhino Leg to get it launched. And we're excited about it. So without further ado, Miss Deanna Marie.
Good morning, LA. I can help it. I can help it. I'm still waking up, y'all. I got my coffee though.
Okay, I was about to ask you, do you have your coffee? Okay. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I gotta go get my water. Yeah.
It's not my Folgers because I ran out of my Folgers. It's Taster's Choice, but it'll work. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing this morning? Good morning, Miss Melissa. Good morning, Mr. Phil. Good morning, Miss Janice. Good morning, Antonio. Hey, Gracie May.
Hello, hello. Mr. Phil said it's grocery day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So we know they're listening. All right. I guess it's just us this morning. My screen looks a little dark. I'm trying to brighten it up. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Got a feeling some more people will be hopping on.
Yeah.
Miss Sandra, she got to get the duck behind the box.
Yeah, she got to find a box of duck behind. Or closet to go hide in. But no. But I'm grateful to see all of you here. Thank you all so much. Now we are gonna talk about business. Woo. Super excited. We're talking about business and how this is going to work is we are wait a minute. We're going to talk about business and Title Grace is using AI to brand your name and business. Using AI to brand your name and business.
Okay.
Using AI to brand your name and business. We'll be talking about this for weeks. We'll be talking about it for weeks, so y'all be ready. Morning, Uncle Romy Rome. All right, using AI to brand your name and business, and we're going to be talking about this for weeks. We're going to be talking about this for weeks because it's time. We've done the building. We've done the strategic planning. We've done the phases. We've done the business plans. We've done everything. But we haven't branded our names and our businesses yet. And in order for people to buy from us, they have to know who we are. And we want to build brands that people remember forever. Like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, isn't that a Coca-Cola commercial? That's one of their jingles.
Is it a Coca-Cola?
I think that's one of their jingles.
I was trying to remember. I was like, I know I heard that song. I can't remember. All right.
Oh. The person who did the best branding ever for Coca-Cola was, I cannot get his name right now. He's not Tyson Beckford. He's a other, not Tyson, Tyrese. Thank you. I knew it was a tie, Grace. I knew it was a tie. It was one of those
bus.
Ties.
On the bus.
On the bus. I think that's where everybody fell in love with Tyrese. Because it was like, ooh. That boy can sing. Oh, he cute too. Okay. Then you have the polar bears for Coca-Cola. And the reason why I use Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola to me is a business that has mastered and dominated branding their name and business. Then you have Nike. Nike has the greatest brand commercials ever. They went from, they started with, and they don't do regular commercials. Like Nike don't do just regular commercials. They do many little movie scenes. And, but for me, it's Coca-Cola because the polar bears, I still remember the polar bears from a kid when they first introduced them. And see, Charmin try to get cute with theirs and have the bears. But no, ain't nobody did it like Coca-Cola. And then the Clydesdale, I don't know what beer brand it is.
Budweiser.
Thank you. Every Christmas, we look for the Clydesdales. Because
yes.
They have real Clydesdales.
Yes. And one company, one business who has never had a commercial on TV, Starbucks.
Oh, great.
Yeah. But they have mastered branding their name and business. Like they don't even have the word Starbucks on it anymore. It's just a picture of the lady.
It's just a picture of a. Okay, I have a question. Have y'all ever seen like the conception of the lady? It's I can't remember where I saw it, but it was like this little joke of how she's actually a porn star and she was positioning herself or whatever, and then after she positioned herself, like she was trying to. For a picture or something, it was like, and they took the picture, and then they took her picture, and they like did this montage of how it shifted into the today Starbucks picture. It's funny because she was dressed as a mermaid. It's funny, but no, Grace, you are right. I have never seen a Starbucks commercial. And their stuff is so good, it's on planes. They serve Starbucks coffee on the plane. 30,000 feet now. We have some Starbucks. That's what I'm talking about. So we are going to talk about using AI to brand our names and our businesses. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off discussing, first we're going to start off discussing how we used to, I'm saying this on purpose, how we used to brand our companies before artificial intelligence. Because the first thing I want to talk about is what we used to do. And then we're going to talk about what you can do with AI, because I'm going to show you guys that nothing that AI, there is nothing that AI is not going to replace. Like AI is literally replacing everything. Yesterday we were talking with Ms. Janice, and Antonio told us about something that people are doing with artificial intelligence now. In the porn industry, I know, weird, but not weird if you think about people. And it brought up Roman Rome caught it. It's not weird if you think about the nature of people. But then it dawned on me, has anyone ever seen the movie with Bruce Willis called Surrogates? Okay, this movie right here takes artificial intelligence to a completely different level. So much so to the point where nobody who is real interacts in the world anymore. They put themselves in some type of chamber and they put on these glasses to transfer themselves into a robot. And the robot looks just like them. The robot is their surrogate, the one that goes out into the public, the one that interacts in the public. And it looks like 20 years younger than how they actually look. So you have people who are laying in their beds sick, who are laying in their beds missing legs, arms, laying in their beds in some type of condition, or they can just be perfectly okay. But instead of human interaction, they all interact using their surrogates. So if anything happens to their surrogate, they're still safe. But there's no human interaction. Crime rates are down because you really can't kill a robot. But crime rates are down because nobody's really focusing on that. People are living their lives because now they have the opportunity to be whoever they want to be, do whatever they want to do. If they ever wanted to go mountain climbing, they're mountain climbing without the fear of falling and dying. They're racing without the fear of crashing and dying. They're doing all these things using artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence replaced life. So the greatest thing for us to do, and I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, I'm just giving you guys an example of how there's nothing that artificial intelligence can't do anymore. Like they're in, I can't remember what country it is, but in certain countries, when you go to check into a hotel, you're not talking to a human concierge at the desk. You're talking to a robot. A robot is checking you into your hotel and distributing your key to you. That's happening now. Like that's happening right now, today, June 8th, 2023. But it's been happening.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They're pissing me off because I'm getting these random phone calls from a computer. And not from a person. And you can tell because if you don't answer their question based on what's in the programming, they'll rephrase it or they'll say something, well, and then they'll switch it. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not talking to a person. Then I get irritated. Because I realize for 30 seconds or for a minute, I'm not talking to a human being. That pisses me off. But that's what they're doing. And it's like, and if that number doesn't work, they'll come up with another number and it'll be the same pitch, you know? Because mm-hmm. I'm like, here we go again. So they're doing it. They're doing it on the phone. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, and of course, they're going to eventually get you over to a human person, but it's a screening process. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, boom.
Exactly. And then not only that, Antonio even taught us one day how to have a 300-person workforce using artificial intelligence. See, what artificial intelligence is doing is it's saving big corp money. So big corporations are using it. We should too. Especially entrepreneurs just starting out. Do you realize how much further along that probably it didn't sound like that flowed together, but y'all get me? Do you realize how much further along you could go as an entrepreneur using artificial intelligence as your secretary? Using artificial intelligence as your programmer, using artificial intelligence as your marketer, your salesperson, using artificial intelligence as your administrative assistant. You can be just you and get this and work the same and work at 8 to 5, the same hours you would on a full-time job, and use artificial intelligence to cover your 24/7 jobs and not have to pay a person. You may have to pay for the program, but you don't have to pay a person. So there's nothing that artificial intelligence is not going to be replacing. So we're going to talk about the role of social media as a tool. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the non-artificial intelligence aspect and how we do it that way. And then we're going to move into the artificial intelligence aspect of it. So let's get started. How have we used social media as a tool in branding our name and our businesses? The floor is open. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to converse because all of us on here, we've used social media in some shape, form, or fashion to brand ourselves. And there's so many types.
Use social media to build your mailing list.
Ah, thank you, Melissa. All right. So we have using social media to build our mailing list. Okay. So build your mailing list. How else
build your community it?
Thank you very much. How else have we used social media? We've used social media to sell our products. We've used social media to build relationships with customers. Yes, we've used it to brand our businesses as well. Thank you, Chef Jay. We've used social media to, let's see, how else have we used? We've actually used social media to find our niches. I know that I have, what I've learned from Antonio is if you listen, people will tell you what they need. And then you can build, that makes complete sense. Chef Jay said, we've used social media to tell our stories. Makes complete sense. We've used social media to figure out what to sell. Oh, like I was saying, before I saw Chef Jay's beautiful answer, Antonio taught us if you listen to what your audience is telling you, they'll tell you what they need and then you build it from there. So not only are you finding your niche audience, you're also finding, like I said, you're also figuring out what to sell. If you're always on social media and you're in different groups, as Melissa said earlier, building communities and you're building your community is going to tell you what they want from you. How else have we used social media? Lost my notes. How else have we used social media to build our brands and our businesses? I know to see what your competitors. Ah, thank you, Mr. Phil. Remember birthdays. That's a big deal when it comes to that. And then Chef Jay said to see what your competitors are doing. Come on, Chef. To see what your competitors are doing. I love it. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Okay. My apologies. Someone came to the door. They rang the doorbell. It's one of those people that hang stuff on your doorbell, but I looked at the camera and saw, I thought the person was coming to speak as soon as I opened the door. Boom. I had to go catch dogs. Yeah. Go catch dogs. So, yeah.
A lot.
My bad. Okay. So I see, are these notes in the chat?
Yes, Phil. Tom Grace.
Oh, Lord. The older one, he stayed in the yard. Not that
younger one. No, not the younger one. Not the puppy. You gave him freedom.
I mean, running to... Yeah, you see that? You ever seen the video with the dog and he running around all fast? But I'm fast as hell, boy. Oh, that was him.
That's why he keeps irritating that oldest one. Because he got all that daggone energy, and the older one is like, look, I'm tired. I'm older than you. Go sit yourself down somewhere. Go outside and run that energy off. I don't feel like being bothered with you, okay?
Yes. Okay, now these 16, who's these 16, what are these 16 for?
Okay, so there's 12.
Okay.
Now it should be 12. Okay. And we're talking about the role of social media as a tool in branding your name and your business, the non-AI side of it.
Okay. You just said a lot right there. I was trying to give a title. I think I'm gonna keep how we used to brand our companies and businesses before AI.
Mm-hmm. That's what that list is.
Okay.
That's what that list is. And when I say they have come up with some beautiful ones. Now you may see some doubled. That's because Chef Jay wrote hers in the chat and then I put a number in front of it so you know to incorporate that one. All right. So we have come up with a lot of different ways that we have used social media as a tool without using artificial intelligence. Now, one of the ways that we have used my brain just went. One of the ways that we use artificial intelligence, and not artificial intelligence, social media without using artificial intelligence is how we use it to invite people. Well, no, Chef Jay said that, to meet new people. We use it to sell products. Social media has a way that you can schedule posts. Social media has a way that you can do all kinds of things. So we use it to schedule our posts. We use it to, how else do we use it? Okay, we'll stop there. Because now what we're going to do is, wait, before I do that, how many of you actively use social media, or do you actively use social media, or are you just a consumer of social media? Because there's a difference.
There is a difference, because I was about to raise my hand. I am a consumer.
Okay, so... Let's flip this real quick. As a consumer, how do you see people use social media for their business?
Oh, okay. I always get these. I always see these commercials of how people have gone from rags to riches. You know, how they've made money, and you don't have to go on Amazon to, they'll just say certain things and how they've done different things and made their money, and they're going to teach a class, and it's always on the weekend, or it's probably right now, but they've already it's like a webinar. So but then you schedule, you know, the class and everything and register for the webinar. What else have I seen? Those are the main ones I see. Other people, well, that's mostly what I see. How you can make this certain amount of money, or the money that you would like to make, without having to do X, Y, and Z, and you know, all those things.
Lead magnets.
Yes, thank you. Lead magnets.
Okay, so we have lead magnets. That would be number 13. It's supposed to be a little E, but we'll let it make it for now. All right. So we have a wonderful list to work with. We have a wonderful list to work with. So let's get into it. So the role of social media as a tool when it comes to using artificial intelligence, there are several tools that we can use. There are several tools that we can use for social media to brand our names and our businesses. Now, the first thing that we talked about is building your email list. So how can we use artificial intelligence on social media to build our email list?
Use a lead magnet, give it away. But they gotta give me the email in order to get it.
All right.
Find an app that gets your email addresses and your mailing addresses.
Okay, here we go.
If you're trying to build your email list.
Look at that.
There's also apps up there that you can do your social media messaging to people to build your email list or sell products through Messenger.
All right, Grace, can you post those in the chat for me?
Okay, I had to restart my notes app. I know Uncle Jerome said use lead magnet anyway.
So lead generation.
Okay. And then Melissa was saying find an app to build your email list.
Okay, so that could be like opt-in.
Apps, no, there's apps that snag email lists from your contacts. So even if they don't automatically opt in, they might not see what you're putting out because only about 5% of your Facebook friends actually see your post. But there's apps out there that you can get all the contact information and then send them your first email or newsletter. And then they can opt in from there.
Oh, okay. So Grace, email grabbing apps or data grabbing apps. Let me snatch this. That's what I thought about. I was like, I'm gonna use this app and snatch your information. All right. So we have lead generation. We have data grabbing apps. What about
you get a
building your mailing list?
You know how we used to do, you know, we used to go live and go live and give videos of value, not saying, hey, I'm selling solar, come buy for me. No. Maybe I'll do a video talking about solar, but that's what we used to do. But instead of me going live and talking about solar, let me go to NVIDIA, make a video, you know, and then put it on social media.
All right. So content creation to get data, content creation to build emails. So content creation. So lead generation, data grabbing apps, Grace, that's all going under build your mailing list. All right. So we're going to start there. Let's start off with lead generation. So the artificial intelligence, when it comes to lead generation, when you we know what it does, but we haven't really thought about it in an artificial intelligence way. So when you create an ad on social media, it is using artificial intelligence. Remember when Facebook first, we first started years ago, and we were teaching everyone how to build ads on using Facebook. And you, there's a certain way that you build your community, certain information you put in. That was artificial intelligence, because the information you put in, artificial intelligence had to go and pull it. And then it analyzed your information. And then it told you how many people you were going to reach. So, you know, when I did this, when I created this lead generating ad, or when I went to go do, when I used something, an artificial intelligence platform that helps me with lead generation, it's analyzing your customers, analyzing the information you're putting in, and it's pulling from that, and it's only marketing to those people. It's only marketing to those people. So who remembers? Who remembers? I mean, it was years ago, but who remembers the type of information that you can choose, because artificial intelligence had already put it together for you. Now you had to do was pick and choose what your demographics and what your audience was. Who remembers that? Okay, so Grace, can you do a run through real quick of all of the information the artificial intelligence gathered when we did that, when you do Facebook ads for lead generation?
Facebook ads for lead generation. Because I was going to say, they still do that now when you get on certain apps, if you get certain apps or certain programs, they'll ask you what your interests are. And they have a whole list of stuff. But you said certain demographics
No, you're doing good. No, you're doing good. Keep going, because that's because like on Facebook, you can put in, there's some, like you were saying, there's some apps that even when you're doing lead generation ads, there that you can put in the demographic income. If it's a household that makes $250,000 to $100,000 to $250,000, like you can do that too. So keep going, Grace.
Okay. So I know, I remember the most recent one that I've done was, I think, Medium. So when I set up an account, well, I already had an account, but when I got a membership, they were asking, okay, so what are your interests? And they gave different categories, whether it's writing, sports, all this kind of stuff. And different apps do the same thing, what your interests are, sports, lifestyle, media, politics, gardening, all those types of things. And so they can set up your profile and be like, okay, so this is what Grace wants to see. So if Grace likes sports, and then they'll ask you, okay, what type of sports do you like? Baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, all that kind of stuff. So if I tap in baseball, American football, basketball, well, then they're not going to show me boxing. They're not going to show me soccer. ESPN app does the same thing. They're not going to show me what I'm not interested in, because there's no point. They know they're wasting their time. So that, I know that's what different apps and platforms do. You're muted.
Thank you, Grace. And based on that, they're going to send to you the things that are interesting to you, and it's going to lead you to where they want you to go.
Say it one more time.
And with the information that you put into those apps, like the ESPN and things like that, they're only going to show you the things that are going to lead you to where they want you to go.
Like YouTube, they do the same thing.
Lead generation. But it's artificial intelligence, because Grace, how do they know Like, how do they know to present you with this particular type of product? Or how do they know to present you with this particular type of article? Or because they use artificial intelligence to get you there.
Amazon.
So one of, yeah. Amazon, definitely Amazon. So there's a program called That's AI. And it uses what's called recommendation algorithm. That's AI. Like, oh, that's that. That's AI. Now imagine you have a friend who just loves watching videos online. And they often ask you to recommend new videos to watch. Well, an artificial intelligence recommendation algorithm is like having a super smart robot friend who can suggest videos that your friend might really enjoy. That's what Grace is talking about. And so this robot friend looks at all the videos that Grace watches and has watched in the past and tries to understand what she likes. This robot friend looks for patterns and similarities in the videos, like the topics, the actors, or the characters, or even the type of music that are in these videos. And based on these patterns that Grace has when it comes to what she watches, this robot friend can make predictions about what Grace might want to watch next. But the friend doesn't stop there. It also looks at what other people who are similar to Grace are watching. And it learns their preferences too. So if there are a lot of people who like similar videos to what Grace likes and enjoy certain videos, then the robot might suggest that video to Grace. So this is how artificial intelligence recommendation algorithm works. It's like having your super smart friend who knows everything and learns from Grace's preferences and then the preferences of other people to suggest new and exciting videos. So what it'll do is it'll look at all of the videos that Grace used to watch and currently watching. And it's gonna analyze that. And then it's gonna look at the videos that Melissa's watching and the videos that Jerome watches and the videos that Mr. Phil watches. And it's gonna say, okay, well, all three of them have watched these videos. And based on what Grace likes to watch, I'm going to recommend these videos that these three people have watched to Grace. Because they're all the same. They're all about the same as what Grace would want to watch. So I'm going to recommend these. Amazon cheats us with that. If you are an Amazon shopper and you've purchased something in the past, Amazon will recommend other things for you to look at based on what you purchased. Not only that, Amazon will recommend to you what you should purchase based on what you just searched for. Like, you can do a search and then refresh your screen and then it'll have recommendations from the search you just did. Like, just did. So that helps with that algorithm, the recommendation algorithm is a lead generation algorithm. And that's what social media uses. Social media uses that recommendation algorithm to recommend you to people who look at stuff like your stuff. So now you don't have to go through the whole process of picking and sorting and all of that, because that will do it for you. Now, the next one that we have on here is data grabbing apps. Data grabbing apps. Because Melissa said, I want to build my email list. but not everybody want to give me the information. So I just need an app that's just going to grab the data for me. And then from there, I'm going to send them an email. And then from there, I'm going to let them decide if they want to keep getting my emails or if they just want to let it go. So there is an app called import.io. Well, not an app, but it's what it is. It's this artificial intelligence powered web scraping platform, and it allows you to extract data from websites. It's user friendly and it helps you create web scraping agents. Now, what does that mean? Okay, so web scraping means it refers to a process of automatically extracting data from websites. So it's retrieving HTMLs, it's retrieving, it's parsing HTMLs, it's pulling the data from those, and then it's cleaning and formatting that data, and then it stores or analyzes it for you. And import, like I'm importing this information, .io is one of those that can help. And then there's a few others. But again, I'm telling you, artificial, there's nothing that artificial intelligence is not replacing. Absolutely nothing. And then you have content creation. Now, we have gone over this a few different times. I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry. I don't have to take out 15 hours in my day to create content now. There's different platforms. You have Canva, it's artificial intelligence. You have ChatGPT for content creation. You have InVideo for content creation. You have Midjourney for content creation. There's so many different platforms for content creation. And then you use that content, you create and you put it into your lead generating algorithm or lead generation. And you're drawing in people for your mailing list. Like Grace was saying, those videos, and we've all seen them. We have all seen them. I've seen so many of them. I just sit there and I'll be like, okay, are you done yet? Because some of them, you can click the button in 5 seconds on YouTube. And then some of them, you have to watch the entire commercial. That's frustrating, especially when you got a good YouTube video, you watch it. Okay, so let's go through here, Grace. I'm gonna help you out. Here are a list of data grabbing apps so you can put in your notes.
Thank you so much.
Check your line out. So you have, I'm gonna try to pronounce this one. It's called snob.io. I almost wanna say snob, but it's snob. Snove, S-N-O-V. And it's an email finder and verifier that helps you find email addresses and build targeted email list, just like Melissa was saying. And then it offers features like domain search, email verification, and email drip campaigns. And those are awesome. Well, Deanna, what is an email drip campaign? I'm so glad you asked me that question. So an email drip campaign, is what it does is it's a marketing strategy that involves sending a series of pre-scheduled automated emails to target recipients over a specific period. So I can't remember the name of it. It's the email system that we all started using when we all first started our business. Huh?
MailChimp?
Yes. Thank you, Grace. I don't know. I had an owl in my head. I don't know why I had an owl in my head. So MailChimp does this wonderfully, and then you have ConvertKit. So you have MailChimp and you have ConvertKit. So with MailChimp, you can go in and they have like templates you can use and all these other things, and you can create an email drip campaign from there. With the templates, you can just put in your stuff. You can use it for lead generation. You can use it for, you can use it to get emails and stuff like that. But MailChimp does that. ConvertKit does that as well. Then you have a platform called ClearBit. ClearBit.
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can see clearly, and the dog bit me. ClearBit also provides an artificial intelligence powered data enrichment platform that helps businesses gather contact information, including email addresses for lead generation. It offers features like company and person enrichment, lead scoring, and segmentation. Now, that is awesome. So when it comes to lead scoring, what it's doing is it's telling you, okay, this lead is extremely active. I'm just throwing numbers out there, but I just want you to get the concept. This lead is extremely active. We're going to put this one at a 5, but this lead has already purchased, so we're going to put this lead at a 7. And this lead does not open emails, does not do anything, so we're going to put this one at a 2. And it lets you know which leads you need to spend more time cultivating. And segmentation You know how we talked about I want my emails to only go to these people over here because these people over here want my personal development, but these people over here want my business education, so I'm gonna segment them over there, but then these people are just random people who just ask questions, so I'm gonna put them here. So when you're sending out the emails, it's going to segment who gets what email. And then there's some more in there. There's more in there, and they'll be in the notes because I sent them to Grace so she can post them. So when it comes to, so that covers, Grace, can you do me a huge favor so I don't keep scrolling? Can you put the 1, 2, 3 list for me in the chat? So that way I don't have to scroll up and then back down. And then we're going to move. Nope, that's not what I wanted. Ah. Oh, the full list, the 1 through, thank you. Because I keep going up so I can see which one is next. And you know, this is also entertainment. So we don't want any empty. Thank you. All right. So now you can use those same apps to build your community. So once you build your mailing list, you can use those same apps to build your community. And in building your community, you get the email so you can build your community. Like, there's no point in building your community if you don't have emails. Emails and phone numbers. It's Thursday, y'all. My body's like, hey, we get close to the end of the week. Okay. So now the next one that Melissa brought up is building your community. We use social media outside of artificial intelligence to build our communities. So how can we build our communities using artificial intelligence? Well, the first thing is if you personalize your content, then you're personalizing it to that audience or to your audience. So you can use artificial intelligence to do that. You can use, there's a content personalization platforms like Pharisee. And don't worry, Grace. Just go ahead and check your line out. I got you covered. So what Pharisee does is Pharisee generates human-like language that's tailored to your audience. Like for an example, there could be a post that's a personalized announcement of a new product. Let's say it's your new book. And you can use Pharisee to generate a post like, hey, Jerome, our new books just came out. And based on your recent purchases, we think this book would be the perfect addition to your library. And what that does is that personalizes the message, therefore building your audience and building your community, because now in your community, they know that you tailor everything to them. And then using artificial intelligence, we're about to combine some stuff. Within your community, if you use artificial intelligence app that we just talked about, like Snow.io or Clearbit, then within your community, while you're listening to what your community is saying, you can pull their emails and based on that, you can use artificial intelligence like MailChimp, and you can create the email database because you've pulled their information, and now you can send them blog posts. You can send them You can send them messages, Like Mr. Phil said, remember birthdays. If you're within your community and you remember their birthdays, and you can use artificial intelligence to send them personalized messages on their birthdays, you got it covered. So I'm gonna pause here. And I'm going to open it up. Now, I may or may not have, but I believe that I've given enough information for you guys to talk back to me, to tell me how you can use artificial intelligence to build your email database. And I've given you a little bit of meat on how you can build your community using artificial intelligence. Thank you, Grace. So I'm gonna open it up to you guys. How can you use artificial intelligence to build your email, to build your mailing list? Let's dig into that one. And then we're gonna dig into building communities and having qualified customers for your small business. We're gonna go into those apps next. So let's talk about the first one. How can, Ms. Janice, how can you use artificial? And the reason why I'm asking Ms. Janice is because we were talking to Ms. Janice last night and she showed us her Midjourney library. Actually, no, it's an Instagram. It's an Instagram. And let me tell y'all something. Ms. Janice is not playing. She had over like, if I remember Antonio saying right, she had like over 700 graphics in her Instagram, and about 80% of those was Midjourney. So when it comes to using artificial intelligence to build her brand, Ms. Janice is on it. So Ms. Janice, how would you use, tell us how you would use the artificial intelligence to build your mailing list based on the things that we've already said?
Like you were saying, one of the things is Midjourney. Creating pictures, I can even encourage some of my followers, you know, into that or create something for them. It's just a lot of different things we can do with Midjourney and ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT to create posts for me. You know, I tell it what I want to say or what I'm doing it for, and they'll create it for me. And some of those I have used on my Instagram page. So yeah, and then my Midjourney photos are in my collection, not on my Instagram. Some of them are not nearly as many as I have.
Yeah, in her collection, she has a nice collection. I looked at some of those. I was like, wait a minute, like photographs.
I love Midjourney. I love it. It's just so much fun.
Let me tell y'all something. When I saw at first, I was like, no, I'm gonna let Antonio handle all the Midjourney graphics. I'm gonna let him do all that. But then Ms. Janice started popping up here with all these graphics. I thought they were pictures of people. I really did. And then when she said, no, you know, I use Midjourney, I said, hold the hell on. No, you didn't. What we not going to do on this, I am competitive. What we not going to do on this day is have Ms. Janice beat me out on Midjourney.
I'm competitive too, ladies and gentlemen. Very. Always have been. I like a good challenge.
I mean, she is killing it. So now, Ms. Janice, now with the new AI platforms that we're talking about, Ms. Janice can use those platforms to scrub for all her followers. Oh, and Antonio's gonna send me a pic that he did last night for Ms. Janice and how real it looks. When I tell y'all, I was like, oh, okay. Okay, they look so real. Actually, hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna share my screen real quick. Where is it? Oh no, I didn't put it in my downloads. I put it straight into the Genesis folder. Hold on. I got a folder for it. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's gonna send me one. Miss Janice stuff is secret. Miss Janice stuff is secret. He gonna send me something extra, and then I'll show y'all. Okay. But now what Ms. Janice can, while I'm waiting for the picture, now what Ms. he wasn't playing. He already sent it. Here it is right here. I just think this photo is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I like that. Yes, real person. It's like a TV series. What is going on?
Right? Look, you can even see the details in her curls.
Yeah, and the shadow of the curls.
The eyebrows are on point. Let me tell you, the eyebrows is on point with the long lashes. But Midjourney. So you can use Midjourney. Well, we know because Antonia did a whole thing on Midjourney, but artificial intelligence, you don't have to use an artificial intelligence. You don't have to pay a model to do anything anymore. You can just go on Midjourney. If you need someone to model a coat, you can go on Midjourney. It if you want to do, let's say, because when I did photography, we just used to go do stuff for fun. Like we used to go on field trips, go to the museum, and just, you know, for fun, take photos of things. And then we use those photos for something else. You don't even have to do that anymore. The only real reason for photographs now is to be able to remember these events, remember the graduations, remember birthdays, remember celebrations and weddings and things like that. But when it comes to your marketing, you don't need a photographer anymore for your marketing. If you need to use somebody for your graphics, there you go. And now what Miss Janice can do is she can use Clearbit, and when she posts her information, they can pull the data from there. And now she has these emails. And so now she can create an email marketing campaign where she sends emails out, and the people who want to stay subscribed. But the ones who want to unsubscribe, they can just unsubscribe. And now she has an email database that she wouldn't have normally had before, because she didn't have the ability to scrub the websites and pull the data. See, now what she can do is when someone visits her website and she has this information, she has these apps or she has these platforms in place, they don't have to sign up for anything. Because this artificial intelligence is going to automatically scrub who visits her site and get their information. And then she can just send out the email. So now let's say 100 people visit her site, but only 25 sign up. That's okay, because she can still scrub the information for the other 75 people. So she still has 100 emails. Now I'm gonna show y'all these next two photos that Antonio sent. Oh, they're awesome too. I love it, I love it, I love it. And this is artificial intelligence.
Well, I like that one too.
And she locked up. Come on with the lock, sis. Nice. This is so detailed. Look.
See
her collarbone.
Collarbone, yeah.
Look at the creases and what she's wearing. You can see the creases. Let's go back to, look. You can see, look at that. All the detail. That was Midjourney. Now, if you want to make your pictures as realistic as Antonio does, I used my wife's power to convince him to provide his prompts he used to make these three I just showed y'all. So here's the prompt. Here's this prompt right here. Because I would like for him to make a book. So I'll keep asking for y'all. I would like for him to make a book of mid journey prompts.
Please, I can't get the detail that I want. Like those pictures, I could never get that because I don't know what.
Okay. So he keeps saying no, that he won't do the book, but he said he'll just give it to us for free. So, but this is the prompt right here, Grace. And then what you do is, so this is how you would do it. You would leave beautiful Black woman, and where it says in doctor robe, you would put what you want there. So beautiful Black woman sitting on patio, beautiful Black woman in the park,
right?
Beautiful Black woman on the beach,
something like that,
right?
Okay,
exactly. Exactly. All right, so now that's the data, that's the build your mailing list. Now, building your community for apps that help you, for AI powered apps that help you build your community and also help you build qualified customers for a small business. So for community building and engagement, Grace, I'm gonna send you these three apps in Line App so you can post them. And with that same prompt, Antonio will give you the prompts that you can do for a different race. So instead of a Black woman, you can use Mexican woman, Scandinavian woman, white woman, et cetera. You just change that phrase right there. So the first app that can be used when it comes to building your community and engagement is called Disciple. And it's a platform that helps businesses build and engage their own communities. And it offers features such as member platforms, discussion boards, live chats, and content sharing. Now with Disciple, it helps you with what is needed when it comes to building your community. Because you have to be engaged. So if your community can talk to each other, if your community can see who they're talking to, if they can share content with each other, if they can have a discussion board and ask questions, you have a very engaged community. And Disciple helps you with that. Because what's a business without a community? If you don't have a community, your bank account is empty. Then there's another one called Mobilize. Mobilize is also an AI-driven community platform that helps businesses create and manage online communities. So like you can create and manage multiple online communities. It also has tools for member communication, event management, and resource sharing. And what does Antonio always tell us about being a resource?
The days of being a resource without being relevant are over.
So now you have a whole You have a whole community where you're relevant. So now you're a resource. And then there's one called Higher Logic. That's also a community engagement platform that helps you foster connections and engagement among your customers. The whole deal with building a community, you have to communicate. You have to talk to your community. And with Higher Logic, it has discussion forums, it has member directories, and also event management. So for those of you who are doing events for your community, you can use these to manage those events. And your community knows all about them. Your community is able to work, you know, to to they know, okay, I know that Chef Jay is having this huge event on May 32nd in 2804. And I want to make sure I'm there. And I want to make sure I'm active, and I want to make sure that I go, because, you know, Chef Jay got the best food, you know, south of Oklahoma. So I want to make sure that I'm there. And then, so those are the apps that you can use for community building and engagement. And now, and those are the apps that you can use to build your community. All right, so I'm going to pause here for station appreciation.
Can you also send those to me in line app?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I thought I did, Grace. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to pause here. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong way. And I want to hear from you guys. Do you guys have any questions, any comments, any ideas, anything? I want to hear from you guys. Anything?
I mean, I know these apps were really helpful. The ones that you named, along with the other ones we've gone over. Like those email ones, find that email. Yeah, you know, just the name on it alone. But
I mean, it's hard to kind of, the biggest hump that businesses face is getting leads. You could have the greatest website. You could have what you think is the greatest product. I use that phrase on purpose. But if you have no one to market to, if you have no leads, it doesn't help you. But with those apps, you can, now you have leads. If someone visits your website, the app or the platform scrubs it and gets their information for you. So not only do you have a lead, but you have your lead, not one from social media, not one from whatever, you have a lead that has actually been on your website.
So, Deanna, you
yes,
use
ma'am.
The apps that you just gave us, the Disciple and the Higher Logistics. What was the third one?
The third one was called, it was Disciple, Higher Logic, and Mobilize.
Mobile. Okay. Now, are we able to use these on a website? How do you use the apps to create your community? Is it standalone, or how does it work?
So let's pull up one. So here is Disciple. And let's see how it works. All right, here we go. So it's a tool, let's see, here we go. Source your content in such a place, customize. So they have, okay. So what you do is right here, is you user open AI to sync your community. So like you would, when building your database, you would use their API, not open AI, their API code. And you will put it on your website, or you will put it into wherever they tell you you need to put it, and it will sync all of the information. So anything that flows through, you can even sync MailChimp. So anything that flows through your social media, anything that flows through YouTube, anything that flows through those platforms will scrub it for you. So you can use it on Google Suite, MailChimp, YouTube. No coding is required, which is absolutely amazing. And from there, you can push notifications, events, emails. You can spark conversations. So you would use that API code, and all you have to just, we got you, Ms. Janice, let us know which ones, and then API, because That's an Antonio thing when it comes to APIs. I understand what an API does, but where it all goes, I'm learning. And then look how you can unlock valuable insights. You can keep, you can watch your most and least engaged members. Remember when I said, not member scoring, but lead scoring? This is what that is. Lead scoring is your most and least engaged members. That's what lead scoring is. So for each of, so what we recommend is you go through each app to see what works for you, because some people may be like, oh, I like Disciple. But then some others may be like, nah, I don't too much like Disciple, but you know, I really do like Higher Logic. So go through, if they have demos available, go through the demos to see what works for you. Cause like for me, before Rhino Leg, I stopped using CRMs. I've done so many demos, I've tested out so many CRMs, and none of them work for me. But when Rhino Leg launches, I know Rhino Leg's gonna work. You wanna know how I know? Because I had conversations with Antonio about Rhino Leg. I know exactly what Rhino Leg's gonna be doing. And everything Rhino Leg is doing is everything that I've ever wanted in a CRM. But you have to go in and see, because I've done Monday. I've done Asana. It's another one out there. I did that one too. I've tested at least 6 or 7 different CRMs, and none of them have really just, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't enjoyed any of them. I really haven't. It's like, yeah. So, but test it out, do the demos, see what it is that you like about it, and then go from there. But thank you, Ms. Janice. That's a wonderful question. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any questions or any comments, or you just want to say good morning? The floor is open. Let's open it up. Y'all know we like to have conversations. I've been teaching and not conversing, so I would like to converse now.
Because today is Thursday.
Today is Thursday. Ooh, blessed Father. I know what I'm teaching, but I don't know what I'm teaching tonight, so bless y'all. It's just going to flow out. It's going to be a conversation worth having, because we is still talking about the sacred, the sacredness. We still own the sacredness, okay? Let me tell y'all something. And the last conversation we had was awesome. But we are still on the sacredness. So we gonna have fun tonight. We gonna have fun. All right, so back to what we were talking about. Any questions, any comments, any concerns we've covered thus far? We've covered building your mailing list and building your community. Now, when it comes to selling products, I mean, how would y'all use artificial intelligence to sell your products?
Well, you can always, of course, you can ask ChatGPT, hey, this is my product, this is what it does. And if you don't know how to sell it on social media, you can ask ChatGPT, hey, this is my product, this is what it does. How could I sell this on social media? And let it give you ideas that way. And pretty sure there are some AI platforms out there that will help you sell your products. You can make videos about it. You can get into script and, you know, make a whole, like if ChatGPT gives you like a, I guess, do they call them campaigns or whatever? To
campaigns.
Okay, a whole campaign that you can, a campaign script, then you go to Descript and then, you know, from there and then make a video in video and then go from there.
All right. Come on, Grace. Hey. Now, Grace, check line out. So there are different types. There are several different AI-powered apps that help you convert sales and make more sales. So one of them is called Salesforce Einstein. I'm not going to go through all of them. One is called Salesforce Einstein. With Salesforce Einstein, it's not only helps you with sales, but it's also a CRM platform that helps businesses identify and prioritize leads. Remember when I was saying earlier, I just said it again, scoring your leads, that's prioritizing your leads by which ones you need to talk to, which ones you need to nurture, which ones are dead, like just don't even bother with those, just leave them alone. Don't put them on a blacklist and call it a day. It also helps you personalize your sales. It helps you with the interactions, and it provides a sales forecast. It uses machine learning to analyze the customer data. Like we were talking about earlier with the recommendation, it helps you analyze the data. It helps you, okay, so this person, you need to segment this person over here because based on this person, this is what they like. So they're, and you can use it to say, okay, well, I need to sell this to this person. I know Grace will like candy, but Uncle Romy Rome, when it comes to candy, he prefers, you know, caramel candy, like Welsh, but Grace likes the sweet candy, like Jolly Ranchers. Oh, look at that. Huh. So I know when it comes to candy, I need to segment them and put Grace over here with the Jollies and put Uncle Romy Rome over here with the Welsh, which are really good. They're really good. I haven't had one in a long time. So that's what Salesforce Einstein can help you make. And then it also, it'll help guide sales representatives in their decision making, because if your salespeople don't know how to make a proper decision when it comes to the people that they're talking to, then you'll lose a sale. So Salesforce Einstein helps with that too. Then you have Zendesk Sale. That's what I think of when I think, when I hear Zen, I think, okay. So with Zendesk, it's also CRM that helps provide the sales teams with valuable insights, and then it automates routine tasks. So not only does it provide your sales team with the information that they need, but it also, it helps automate routine tasks. So if you have a regular task of sending out emails, if you have a regular task of sending out text messages, then Zendesk can help you with that because it's a routine. Then it offers things like lead and deal tracking. So if you make a deal to someone, you can track that. Pipeline management. When I tell you pipeline management is highly important, what is a pipeline, Deanna? Pipeline is social media to email, email to product, product to phone call to, like the pipeline that you take them through, that Antonio's talked to us about before, that funnel, your funnel, the pipeline, the that you funnel them through, it helps you know where the customer is in the funnel. So if they've inquired, that's where they are. If you've already talked to them, then they're in that step of the funnel. If they purchase, they're at the end of the funnel. And so now you know where to take them next. And then you have one called Conversica. Lord, I was going to say Conversica. No, it's Conversica. The names are crazy. Okay, so you have Conversica. Conversica is a sales assistant that engages and qualifies leads through natural language conversations. It follows up with leads, it schedules appointments, and it helps sales teams focus on the most qualified opportunities. So basically, it tells you, don't talk to that one, talk to that one. Okay, you talk to that one, so you need to follow up with this lead in 2 days. Oh, we've already scheduled the appointment. This lead is available at this time. So the sales teams know who to focus on and who not to focus on. How many times have you made sales calls or talked to people? And they're like, oh, no, I was just getting information. Versus the, and then you have those that you talk to like, oh, no, I'm ready to buy. I want to buy right now. I'm ready. Let's do this. Or I have a few, I am interested, but I have a few questions first. Like they have knowledge gaps. Conversica helps you weed out the I just want information. And then it'll tell you, it'll help you understand, it'll tell your sales team, these people are ready to buy. And these people right here, they have knowledge gaps, but they're highly interested in ready to purchase, but they have knowledge gaps first. So that was, that's what Conversica will do for you. Now, we aren't.
Okay. But you know who else, you know who else does that? Rhino Lid. Okay.
Come on, Frank. Come on, Frank. Rhino Lid even write the message for you.
Rhino Lid is all these wrapped up in what?
All these in. When Rhino Lid comes out, it's over. Okay, let's have a conversation. It's 9:26. Everything that we have been talking about, the reason why I'm the one you've been seeing for the past few weeks is because Antonio is not going to do anything else until Rhino Lid is done. The purpose of all of these calls is so you can have a leg up. So when Rhino Lid does come out, you can hit the ground running. I really hope and wish and pray that everyone is taking this information and putting it into action. So when Rhino Lid comes out, all you have to do is just import information, upload information, invite people, do what you need to do, make it, you already have your lead generation, your lead magnets already done. You already have your graphics and your posts that you're going to use. So all you have to do is just go into Rhino Lid and schedule. Because when I tell you every app that we have ever talked about, every platform that we have ever discussed is in Rhino Lid. So once Rhino Lid comes out, you can go from 15 different apps down to one, because they're all inside of the CRM. So I hope everyone is really taking what we're teaching and putting it into action now. Now that you like building it out, having the sites ready, having the products ready. If you have books, you've already gotten with Melissa. So you have every link to every platform that you need to sell on, from Amazon to Barnes and Nobles. So when it comes time to you've used whatever platform you need to use to do your mock-ups for your books, your product is ready to, you have your product ready, you have the events scheduled, you have all of this done, you have your marketing, you've used Canva, you've used Midjourney, you've used everything that we have taught you. And now all you're doing is once Rhino Lid comes, you just push it all in there. I hope that's what everyone is doing. Because Rhino Lid is AI driven. And it's like that for a reason. Because artificial intelligence is taking over. If you've ever watched Back to the Future, we're in that future. Nothing's flying quite yet, but we do have self-driving vehicles. We do have robots. We do have virtual reality. Like, think back. if you have to go back and watch Back to the Future and think about today. We are there. And what Rhino Leg does is Rhino Leg gives us a leg up on our competition. So if you're in these classes every morning and you're sitting here and you're like, yeah, this is wonderful, this is great information, but where do I use it at? The apps that we're giving you, the platforms that we're giving you, use those to learn. Because those, the same functions there are going to be a Rhino Leg. So that way, when you hit Rhino Leg, you're like, oh, done. There's a scheduler in Rhino Leg. There is a chatbot in Rhino Leg. There are sales funnels in Rhino Leg. There is a
generation.
There's lead generation in Rhino Leg. I hope I'm not talking too much. There is also a Antonio's Chat GPT in Rhino Leg. Like everything we've ever taught y'all how to use is in Rhino Leg. So if you're not preparing yourself now, if you're not using it now, you're going to be frustrated when Rhino Leg comes out because you're going to want to hit the ground running and you're not going to be able to because you're unprepared. So I hope everyone is using everything that we're teaching you so that you'll be prepared. All right, so it's 9:32. Everybody's quiet. And I know you know, got grocery day, we have, you know, working, you know. I understand. So Grace, if you can let us know what's on the agenda for today.
Well, this evening, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, we have Pathbender. All, to all of you that are a part of Pathbender, and Deanna said we are still talking about sacred work. So,
ooh, bless y'all souls. Avatar, Dominic. Mine is too. Don't think I'm just saying. Well, mine is super Dominic. Boy, I tell you, she is something else. But she's starting to chill out. Me and her been having some conversations. And she's starting to chill out. All right, so before we close it out, does anyone have any questions, any comments, any concerns, or you just want to say, kiss my butt? The floor is open. Well, Uncle Jerome, sometimes it happens. Sometimes don't nobody want to say nothing. But if you tell them, oh, you can dog me out, they'd be like, okay, I got a whole conversation for you now, you know.
Ain't that too much information?
Sometimes Uncle Romeo, just, you know.
Thank you for all the information that you have given us today.
Oh, thank y'all. And thank you, Antonio, too, because this sometimes
you did a good job, Deanna.
Thanks, yeah. Uncle Robbie Rowe.
Thanks, Antonio.
Sometimes I don't be know what to talk about. I'm like, I need a subject. And he was like, okay, I got you. Next thing I know, I got this whole plethora of information.
I do have one comment.
Yes, go for it.
I think it is fascinating how, as you were talking today about lead generation and gathering emails and I said to, and I kept saying to myself, is look at where we are right now. What you're saying that we're doing in order to stay in business and grow our business is nothing more than hacking other people's computers and taking their information. But I'm telling you right now,
legally,
but we're doing it for the good and not for the evil. But I said that's exactly what I did. But I didn't want to throw you off, so I ain't say nothing, Deanna.
Oh no, I would have laughed. We would have been right there together, Uncle Rum. I would have been like, you show right, Uncle Rum, we're doing it legally, nah. So we can make money. We not on the black web, we on the web web. But no, that is very true. Oh, and I also want to share this with you guys. Antonio did another prompt for Midjourney. So there's the prompt right there. And then here's what it generated. Here we go. Let me share the screen. Here's one. that are generated. I almost look like Brad Pitt. And then there's the other one.
That one is nice.
We got Brad Pitt and Thor.
Thor thing happening.
Brad Pitt and Thor. Okay. So those are the two prompts for you guys. So that way you have one for your women, you have one for your men. And all you do is you, instead of beautiful Scandinavian men, you can put beautiful Russian man, beautiful Ghanaian man, beautiful Jamaican man. Actually, I'm going to try that. Beautiful. I got all of them wrapped up in one, so I'm happy. My Jamaican, my Ghanaian, and my African, and my Kenyan, all in one. He has no roots. Now, Uncle Romy Romy, you laughing. I've seen his DNA. I've seen, he did one of the DNA.
I am not getting in your business. Okay. whatever your little freak going is about, okay. Go, do you, boo. Do you. Okay.
Hello, Uncle Romy Romy. but honestly, I've seen his DNA. He has no DNA foundation in the United States. It is all Africa. He is African, like for real. Every little country in Africa, his genetics and his DNA, you know, is from there. Yeah, I'm all over the globe. Like literally, I am in China, I am in Ireland. Like my DNA is just it's out. I'm a collection of cultures. But I love it though. It's awesome. So I will see, for those of you who are part of Pathfinder, I will see you tonight at 6. Okay, my headphones just disconnected. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes.
Awesome sauce. I will see you tonight at 6. I love you all. You can plant better. You can dominate. Gonna go get some breakfast.
Yes, love you more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.